Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, it is. Is it cold where you are? Man. It's cold in Hotlanta, that much I can tell you, or at least in the Hotlanta vicinity. You can cut that music down now. I'm going to have to change that music and do that soon. See, there he goes. That's what I get. This is going to be that kind of show. Sean and I have been playing tug of war, you know, the top of the hour here. He was yelling at me. I wasn't in my studio seat. I was yelling at him. He wasn't in his. And then when he got back in his, he yelled back at me, and I wasn't here, and we finally hooked up.
Whose fault?
But I'm glad we did. It was your fault. And all I could say was, if you were listening to the raw feed at the top of the at the top of the hour on the, and I don't know the live stream. I don't know if the live stream was on or not, Sean. Sometimes it is. Sometimes listeners get to hear the raw feed and the conversation between us. I don't know if it was on or not. If it was a good one. You got a colorful one. It was fun. But Sean, I love you. You know that, right?
But of course, I love you too.
It's like brother and sister. I'll be the brother. No food or drink in studio. This is a Red Bull sugar-free. Hold on 1 second.
Man, you got to stop drinking those. That's going to give you...
Ice cold on a very cold day. 26 degrees, I think, is the high. Wind chill -5. It's cold outside. But I like a sugar-free Red Bull from time to time. I don't drink a lot of them. Every once in a while. All right. Yesterday's show was a lot of fun with David Kodria. We went in a direction I wanted to go because it was handed to me on a platter. And we wound up spending a lot of time on it because it was a fun conversation to have. I wrote a piece about it that's up at Ammo Land today. Garbage reporting in, garbage reporting out. You can check it out at ammoland.com. Just Google my name, Mark Walters, Ammo Land, AMMOLAND. And you'll see my list of columns up at Ammo Land, and the one that's up there today was a lot of fun. I wrote it at about 5:30 this morning after being a guest on the Captain's America Third Watch with my good friend Captain Matt Bruce down on AM 860 The Answer. I'm a regular guest on that show on Wednesdays 0500. That'd be 5 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, 2 o'clock on the West Coast, and Seattle area, Washington. We had some conversation about you guys today. We're going to carry that conversation over to this program, too, with my next guest in just a minute. But a couple things I want to give, just a little bit of news here. We will be live at the SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Monday will be a travel day for me. I'll have someone in the seat here broadcasting as I fly out to Vegas. And Friday, I have an 8 a.m. flight, so I'll miss the show. It's coming back from Vegas, 11 a.m. here, so I'll miss the show live on Friday as I travel. But we'll have an awful lot of fun at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show on Radio Row with about 7 other radio broadcasts out there. I think Lars Larson will be out there. My good friend Mike Gallagher will be out there and a few others. So it's always a great time. And we'll bring you whatever guests we can who mull their way through what's called Radio Row. Now, the Dana Show will be there, Dana Lash and her husband, my friend Chris Lash, will be there, as well as others. So we never know what we're going to get at SHOT next week. We just don't know. I'll have some regulars out there. I know I'll hopefully be able to mic up Mike Gallagher, bring him in for a couple of segments. Always fun to have the legendary talker Mike Gallagher on with me. We'll talk a couple segments with him. I'm certain of it, hopefully. I can't say I'm certain. I mean, 90% chance I've reached out to Mike. We're corresponding now. So I'll let you know how that works out. And then there will be others. NBA legends, shooting superstars, general all-around celebrities. Last year we had a politician from Australia begging us in the States not to let happen here what they let happen there as they got caught asleep at the wheel. It was really sad, but a great conversation. So as we get closer to the show, you know, this week is winding down, and as we get closer next week, we're looking for a good time out there. So I hope you'll join us on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I promise you it's not going to be a lot of inside baseball. I hate that as much as you do. All right? We're going to bring you this program and the same content. We're just going to be out there at the big industry trade show. I promise you that's the way I like to push the show, because I'm like you too. It's one of those deals where a lot of what goes on out there you don't really care about. unless you're a buyer, and I'm not going to shove that down your throats. We're going to keep the same content going, just have some really, really colorful guests. But we will learn about some new products and some really, really cool new gear that's out there. I'm looking right now. I saw a couple ankle holsters that I really dig. Maybe, just maybe, we can have the manufacturer on the Daily Defense program. In fact, I'm certain we can. We had them on last year, and I know they'll be more than willing to come out and talk about it. I'm not really a big fan of ankle carry. I have a couple great holsters. But if I could ever find the right one that worked for me all the time, I would in this type of weather when you transition from summer over into late fall and early winter when you start wearing jeans instead of shorts. Ankle carry is a viable option from time to time. And I certainly wouldn't mind it from a backup gun standpoint with one of my smaller guns. And I may very well have found a holster that I'm going to have to check out, so I'll let you know. I won't give that information away today until I have an opportunity to talk to the manufacturer, but I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm just going to go to Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back to the program. Instead of just talking a little bit about yesterday's show, I want to bring you into the mix on this because I know it's something that you're up on. And I was referring yesterday, Dave, to the ATF study that just thoroughly, completely embarrassed some of the most prolific gun grabbers in the United States halls of Congress, and that being Elijah Cummings from Maryland and Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, rabid socialist freedom hater and gun grabber, and Schatz out of Hawaii. David, welcome to the show. You want to talk about that for a few minutes with me? I think it's a fun conversation.
What if I told you no, I'd rather talk about Las Vegas and gambling? And
hey, I'll go there with you, too. I don't have a problem with that. Steer the show away, man. It'd be fun to break away from that for a little bit. That's what I love about you, because we are actually going to do that, and I know, hopefully, that you'll be on the show with me next week live.
I will. I'll stop by the booth as soon as they bail me out. And
what Dave is doing is he's letting on to you that he likes to go out. This is his one trip a year that he gets to go out and cut loose, right, in Las Vegas. I actually hate going out to Vegas, and I don't mean that in any derogatory way to Vegas. It's just it's a tremendous, tremendous amount of work. Really tough.
The trip to Las Vegas for the SHOT Show has never been about fun for me. And, you know, I've occasionally had an opportunity to have some fun with some of my fellow gun journalists. And, guys like you and, of course, Alan Gottlieb. But primarily, it's like a 12 to 14-hour work day for me.
Oh, it is.
Oh, and it can be really grueling. Anybody who thinks that going to the SHOT Show is just like being dropped into the middle of a giant candy store is deranged. I'm just going
to
tell you.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Well, you have to. I like to put it this way. It used to be. This will be my 17th year. My first shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show I think I attended was in 2000, mm-hmm. and I went out there on behalf of and on. A badge with, what was her name? Sidearm or Holster, if I'm not mistaken. It's a long, long time ago. And a lot has transpired. The show has just exploded over the years. And
yeah.
So much happens. And as it gets bigger every single year, what is it, the seventh largest trade show in the world now, I think.
It's certainly the biggest gun industry show in the world.
Might be Vegas. It might be seventh in Vegas, maybe, but...
Yeah, and you find people from all over the world coming to the SHOT Show, and naturally so, because you've got people from Beretta and, the European Browning and IWI, and, all of these people who make firearms all over the world, the SHOT Show is the place to be. And, anybody who is anybody at the in the firearms community is going to be there. The press room typically has a couple of hundred people in there. There are hundreds of journalists who come to cover the outdoor scene, whether it's just gun writers like me or people who cover the gun beat like me or outdoor writers, which I kind of used to be, won a couple of awards doing it, but just a fascinating place to be if you really want to find out about what's going to be happening over the next 12 to 18 months in the firearms industry and the hunting industry. And, if you ain't there, you're square. It's just that way.
You said that very well, because what a lot of people don't understand about the Shooting Hunting Outdoor Trade Show is it is just that. It's not a gun show. It's business. It's all business. There is
a tremendous
amount of buying being done. You know, Mike, we're getting ready to close this segment out. We come back, I want to continue with this because it's fun and because we will be there next week. But, you know, Rob Pincus made it very clear. He said, you know, you go to the NRA show because that's where you meet the people who read the magazines and buy your products and listen to your show. They're all there. They come from all over the country. You go to the wholesaler show to do some buying from everything that you saw at SHOT because you have to go to SHOT because it's SHOT. Therefore, you have to go. You just have to be there. It's one of those things. When we come back, we'll pick up the conversation. Lots to talk about with Dave, including a piece he wrote about New California. Huh? New California? Lots of people would like to know what that means. We're going to go there right after this. Don't go away. Attention, gun lovers. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? Well, if you want in, you have to hurry. You have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 5 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. That's 5 free chances. Entry is easy, it's quick, it's painless, and it's free, but it's almost over. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your entries. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,000 to buy the brand new gun of your dream. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 5 chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner is educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away guns. But you're running out of time. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted. You won't hear this again, and your 5 chances to win end Friday. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com to get your free entries. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com to get your free entries. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity from the USCCA. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, you remember that USCCA gun giveaway I've been telling you about? You got to hurry, please. It's running out. Got a couple days left. The USCCA wants to give you 5 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. Quick, easy, and free, but it runs out this Friday. So you have to go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your entries. This is your last chance to do it. No kidding about this. If you want to get $1,000 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams, you have to visit armedandresponsible.com right away. It ends on Friday, this coming Friday, okay? They're on a mission. They want to make sure you, every responsible gun owner, yourself included, is educated, trained, and insured, and they also want to give you a free gun. But you're running out of time. Don't miss this last shot. You won't hear this again. After Friday, it's done. Armedandresponsible.com to get your free entries, armedandresponsible.com. Also visit usccaonair.com. Make sure to head over there and upgrade your self-defense insurance level to elite, which is what I did and my wife did. Elevate that to elite and pick up that free range carry bag and the DVD set. It's valued at $372. It's free. If you're not a member and you're interested in becoming a member, now's a good time to do it because you get that $372 package free if you pick up the elite membership. It's all there for you, usccaonair.com. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, let's continue with that shot for just a second. Then I want to go over to ATF with you, and then I want to go to New California. This is a fun conversation to have. Excuse me, but shot first. The thing that I want my listeners to take away from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show and why we broadcast there, why this program is one of a handful of national shows that's invited to broadcast there. That's how you get there on Radio Row. It's you don't just say, I want to be there. They invite you, and they allow only a handful. It's an honor to do that, and I appreciate it. But because of that, we're able to provide some inside information on some of the stuff you're going to see throughout the year on your shelves that you don't know is coming yet. I don't know it's coming yet. A lot of it's debuted on Tuesday when that show floor opens, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think that's one of the actual drawbacks that I find in the age of the internet and all these online bloggers. It used to be that you would get a couple of different publications, one of them published by Fishing and Hunting News called the SHOT Show Preview, and there you would be able to read about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. These things would be delivered to hotel rooms there at the SHOT Show, and they'd be available at the door. But now, because we have way too many people out there who want to be first, they will publicize this stuff way in advance of when the manufacturers really want it to, because you know sometimes there may be last-minute changes or last-minute modifications to a particular product, not necessarily just guns, but you know other equipment too. They're very closely guarded about this, and I can't blame these folks. Manufacturers spend a lot of money to premier products at the SHOT Show, and you know this really is a big world-class event. It's very well run by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It has attracted manufacturers, as I mentioned earlier, from all over the world. And it really is, the premier outdoor show on the planet. And that, those are all good things. But, again, guys like you and me, we're going to be wearing out a lot of shoe leather. You will be sitting, so you'll be wearing out a lot of microphones. But I'm going to see
you know, but you're right, and this is what is fun about it from the radio perspective, because the time difference, it makes a big difference to me. You know, we're broadcasting live at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. It's 1 o'clock out where you are. So for me to put the show together, it requires me to work a lot earlier in the day, because I'm broadcasting at 1 o'clock out there, still hitting at 4 o'clock out here, but on the local time zone. So from a time standpoint, it just mucks up everything for me, and it makes for very, very, very long days, because afterwards we're meeting, if we're lucky, we get to meet with some of these manufacturers and get some inside dope on some of these new products and some of the, you know, some of the tests and things like that. For example, the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun, I'll never forget when that thing hit the floor at SHOT a few years ago.
Oh, that was
the gun of the show. As you know, the lines wrapping around the Kel-Tec booth waiting for that to open for everybody to get their hands on that that shotgun that held 14 rounds in two tubes was fantastic, and I happened to be in line. I actually have one of those original shotguns at Armed American Radio Ranch from Kel-Tec, one of the original ones. So when that's the kind of product release that you see, and you just really, you know, like the box of chocolates from Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get.
That's true. Very true.
You just don't. So it's fun. It's fun to be out there and to be able to talk about that. But you're right. You wear out a lot of leather. You wear out a lot of seat leather, and you wear out a lot of microphone. You know, you do. You wear it out. Long days. But I'm looking forward to seeing you there and bringing some fun stuff to listeners with you and everything else. Because from a media standpoint, you cover more ground at the SHOT than virtually anybody I know. And you will write about this stuff for the remainder of the year. So it's really cool. We're glad to have you in our camp. All right. Let's go to, quickly, ATF. So I'll spend just a few minutes, the remainder of this segment, with you. That study was a complete and total embarrassment to three notorious gun grabbers, that being Hawaii, Schatz out of Hawaii, of course, Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts, and none other than Elijah Cummings himself out of Maryland. They put that study together with taxpayer-funded dollars to use it against us to push gun control, and they got literally slapped upside the face with law-abiding people obeying the law, being law-abiding people, and the U.S. Constitution. They didn't like it. They haven't commented on it since. But in 72 attempts, 100% of them, they were denied their ability to prove us wrong. What do you think about it?
It's just a phenomenally stupid thing that they did, and the whole idea was to show the world that there is this so-called internet loophole. They went out, the people who did the study advertised or went seeking, you know, wanted to buy guns on the internet, with the caveat that, gee whiz, we hope there's no background check, because we're probably not qualified to get a background check to pass one. And 53 of the 72 people just turned them down flat. Others backed out of it, or they told them, hey, no way, we're going to do this. There were a couple of them where it was discovered, I guess, that it was just kind of a flim-flam. Somebody was trying to take somebody else's money and not provide a firearm. But long story short, none of these attempts, all 72 of them over the course of, several months, were turned down flat. The loophole that they were looking for never appeared. It never materialized. And they were left with egg on their faces. It's hilarious for a couple of reasons. First, as a journalist, it's hilarious that none of the mainstream media really covered this at all.
You got 15 seconds. Go ahead.
And all three of these guys, as you said, all three of these lawmakers have said nothing about
zero. This. Crickets. Yeah. Crickets. I don't know that any lefty outlets like MSDNC and NPR or any of the rest of the alphabet soup even tried to ask him about it. I know Fox did, and they absolutely had no comment, no response. We'll be back with Dave Workman after this. A couple fun things to tell you about.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a dopey Democrat right now having to defend my non-vote or my vote against the Trump tax plan. And I wouldn't want to be a blue state politician right now in California, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, any of these high tax states. As we say, as Sean tells us, as we say in the hood, you're fitting to get blown right by. America's going to blow right by you. I don't know if you're paying attention today, what's happening to the markets. But right now, today, the stock market was up over 21,116 points. Largest 1,000-point or the fastest in history that it's popped a 1,000-point gain in less than 8 days, fastest ever in the history of the markets, number one. And number two, on Apple's news that they are getting ready to repatriate over $350 billion in the U.S. economy, creating over 20,000 jobs. Listen, this is the time. If you're thinking about a business, this is the time to do it. Now's the time to do it. The firearms manufacturers and so forth, you're going to see a lot of movement here. There's a lot of money coming back into the United States because of Trump. And it's going to be really fun to watch these dopey Democrats just get blown right by, you know, as the rest of America gets crumbs, as Nancy Pelosi calls it. And I mentioned taxes right now and the tax plan for a reason, because coming up on the Monster Show this weekend, second half of hour one, I'm going to be talking with Grover Norquist on the program. Grover's a friend of the show. He's been on before. He will be on at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific in segment number 3 of the program to talk about exactly what I'm just talking to you about here, and we'll relate that to firearms industry, of course. And then in the second segment for him, which will be the 4th segment of the show, Grover is going to give us some inside dope on the national reciprocity. And Neil McCabe will be here with us as well and to talk with us and Grover. And it's going to be a great program. I want you to tune in. We're going to learn an awful lot. Let's go back over to – oh, and one more thing. Tomorrow on Daily Defense, I'm really proud to be bringing in Gene Hoffman from CalGuns out in California. And it's a topic we're going to talk about now. We'll kind of tease it right now with Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back to the show. Yeah, the ATF story is a good one. Yesterday I called out a local CBS 46 reporter in Atlanta who covered the ATF story. But he didn't cover what we just talked about, which was the main focus of the ATF story, the fact that the Democrats got embarrassed completely and that they were intending on using the results of that study.
And, you know,
he spoke about
this out from one of the accounts. In fact, this appeared in the NRA's news story about this. And I quote, 56 of the sellers outright refused to complete a transaction once the undercover agents revealed either that the shipping address was across state lines or that the agent was prohibited from owning firearms. In 5 other cases, the form on which the ad was posted froze the prospective buyer's accounts. The agents failed to complete the remaining 11 cases because they determined the sellers wanted to take their money without actually making delivery of the firearm. Now, you know, this amounts to one of the most monumental failures of the gun control crowd, and they've got a lot of failures. You know, in fact, I write about this all the time, as you know, because we talk about this in the past. I can't find a single instance where a strict gun control law has prevented a crime, has actually prevented a crime. You know, where the perpetrator would suddenly wake up or have this revelation, oh my God, I can't do that because there's a law against it. And you tell that to a bank robber or somebody who sticks up a 7-Eleven. You know, these people don't care about the laws.
Yeah.
And
you
know, as far as acquiring guns online, give me a break. They'll steal guns. They'll get guns from somebody else who stole them. You know, this is not rocket science. It's pretty basic stuff. And yet, good people, the law-abiding citizens, are the ones who wind up getting penalized for all of this.
You know, you just hit something right smack on the money. Not one gun control law has ever prevented a crime. And that's why this is such a monumental failure and why it needs to be publicized and why we talk about it. I mentioned the CBS 46, Atlanta CBS affiliate, Channel 46, and a report that their chief investigative reporter did. And in his coverage, here's the way he phrased it. A covert operation by the federal government finds buying illegal firearms on the dark web is easier than first thought. The new report in the wake of a series of mass shooting comes at the heels of a CBS 46 probe highlighted. And he goes on to talk about the two guns that they bought on the dark web, which is a criminal enterprise. So as if that's news, completely ignoring the crux of the story, which is exactly what we've been talking about. And this is the bias in media that the reporters don't even know exists. They don't even see the other side because they couldn't even think of a positive use or a positive. They won't write a positive story on guns, period. It's just not ingrained them. It's not in their DNA. We pointed it out to him, and it was an awful lot of fun. All right.
Now let me add, Mark, before we start
please.
On this, let me ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
You consider me a journalist, right?
One of the best in the country.
Well, that's very kind of you. I discovered earlier this week, quite by accident, that there are some people in the news game who believe that because I said what I just said and I write what I have written, I'm not a journalist, I'm an advocate.
Right, right. Because of what you write about.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I've always been a news hack, and I've never considered myself anything but a news hack. And that was kind of a shock to me, you know, just because my beat happens to pull back the blankets that nobody else seems to do. I focus on stuff that nobody else seems to want to write about or maybe want other people to read about. I'm not a journalist. I'm an advocate, and I just that stunned me a little bit. I don't know what to say to that sort of thing.
Well, that's exactly the bias that we're talking about. It's built in. It's baked in with some of these reporters who are in the bubble. They hear the word gun, they immediately think carnage and horror and crime. They don't think stopping crime by the estimated up to 2.5 million times annually. Even on the low end, by the Obama's Justice Department, it was about 185,000 times, which you break down is about 200 plus a day. So they just don't even see it. It's baked into the way they've been taught. And when somebody like you comes along and actually whose beat is actually guns and actually uncovers the positive use that appears little blurbs in newspapers all over the country, but never get the national coverage they deserve, and you give it the national coverage it deserves, they don't know what to make of that. It's well, you know, that's why this show is successful, and it's why you're successful doing what you do and others who cover that beat. And thank God you're out there, like yourself and AWR Hawkins and Stephen Gutowski from Free Beacon, and thank God they lend their voice to programs like this and to great, you know, Tom Gresham's great gun talk show, and the word gets out there when that happens. So more hats off to you for doing what you do. The California. Let me talk about California briefly with you. You have a great piece. I know you have. You know, I've been saying for a long time that, and it's on record. You can go back and listen to it. I don't even know what days. I do 6 days of radio, but you can go back and find it. For quite some time, I've been saying that politicians who flagrantly, blatantly write law in violation of federal law and know it, and we can prove they know it because they talk about it, and we have tapes of them talking about it, that they're going to punish the administration. Then you have a governor who signs these blatantly illegal laws, these federal violations of federal law, into state law. I believe these people should be jailed. I've asked Alan Gottlieb about it. He went on to talk about the precedent set in the courts over the many, many, many years that we can't. The courts have found you have two remedies, and that's one, to vote them out of office, and two, change the law. Well, Department of Homeland Security has now got the Justice Department reviewing this because they, too, are fed up with what we're seeing with sanctuary cities and everything. Where do we stop these people? Now, Dave, I hate to do it. The break is coming again, but I'm going to turn the mic over to you when we come back, because you wrote the piece about what is probably the most viable, I want to say, piece about secession of California, splitting the state in two, and they've actually declared their independence. And you wrote about it, and I want to get your commentary on this, because the Democrats and the liberals are pushing us in a very, very dangerous direction, and they don't seem to mind violating federal law. When we come back, Dave Workman will explain it to us and the possible ramifications right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I want to move quickly. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Please make sure to go to ArmedAndResponsible.com. You have until Friday, this Friday, before the gun giveaway, one of the largest in USCCA's history, goes bye-bye. You're going to get five chances to win. My listeners have five chances to win the gun of your dreams. It's free. It's effortless. It's painless. Just visit ArmedAndResponsible.com today. Get your name on that list. You may be one of five people that's going to get a $1,000 check sent to your home to buy the gun or guns of your dreams, depending on however much you want to spend. And honestly, if you don't want to buy a gun, don't. Buy something else. It's entirely up to you. But you will be able to do that if you're one of the winners. Visit armedandresponsible.com. It ends this week. So do it quickly. Don't get left behind. Also, usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Boost your membership up to an elite level. Upgrade it. Or if you're not a member and don't have the self-defense insurance like I do, go ahead and sign up and pick up the range bag, the USCCA range bag, and the DVD training set valued at $372. It's free. They're going to give it to you just for doing what you should be doing anyway, and that's living with peace of mind with the self-defense insurance. Same one I've got for my family. You can have it as well. I walk out of the house with peace of mind, so and so should you. All right, Dave Workman, I want to cover two things with you quickly. I'm actually watching this break in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studio as we're talking about it. But apparently the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department is moving closer and closer to issuing federal warrants against some of these violators of federal law in the forms of politicians who are violating their oath of office in the form of some mayors and others. The gauntlet is about ready to be thrown down, as what I just heard, quote unquote, on Fox News. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'd like to see federal felonies. I think they're in violation of their oath of office. And California in particular is snubbing its nose to the point you wrote a piece titled New California Proponents Declare Golden State Ungovernable. What gives?
Well, it's actually it's a fascinating story. In fact, I filed my first story this morning at about 7:30 a.m. Pacific time at Liberty Park Press. Joe Newby over at Conservative Firing Line, where I also write almost every day, asked me to do a piece on this movement there too. So it's in both places online. You can find it. There's a group called New California that declared earlier this week that they were declaring they issued a declaration of independence. They want to split California into two pieces. Existing California, which would run along the coast, say from south of Los Angeles north up to Napa area and the Bay Area, and the rest of the state surrounding this would become New California. And they're upset about the Democrat dominance of the state legislature down there, some of the crazy things going on with taxes. Certainly guns are probably a part of this, too. And this is the kind of thing that happens when the public finally has had enough of these wacko lawmakers that they live in this utopian mindset where common sense simply doesn't exist. And I thought it was an interesting story, so I jumped right on it. USA Today is covering this thing. It's breaking actually all over the place. And I'll tell you what I think is going on here. The mainstream press, naturally, and that stream always tends to current toward the left, they're a little alarmed by this because the people are saying, hey, we've had enough. The Democrats, the liberal politicians are looking at this, and while they try to put on a good face and say, oh, this will never go anywhere, it's already going someplace. This idea has traction. It may not ever come to fruition, but it underscores the frustration that voters in California and Oregon and Washington, too, feel about having their lives dominated by a core region where Democrats and liberals seem to hold sway and they kind of guide the state politics. You know, this business about having, you know, federal marshals or whoever it is, federal officers go out and start investigating these politicians for violating the law. These same politicians, you'll know, are typically on the spearhead of efforts to adopt stronger and more restrictive gun laws. They expect guys like you and me to knuckle under to every stupid, goofy firearms restriction they can come up with. And yet when it comes time for them to obey federal law on all kinds of different things, you know, marijuana or immigration or, you know, pick a subject, they say, oh, you know, we're just going to stand in defiance of that. You know, this isn't a one-way street here. It's a double-edged sword. If they expect their constituents to obey the law, they need to obey the law. If they don't like the law, change the law.
This is going to come to a head. You're right. There is traction here. I don't know how it's going to manifest itself, but I've often said, Dave, and I think you agree with me, tell me if you don't, but we are getting to a point, these dopey liberal Democrat politicians in states like California and states like New York and states like New Jersey, now what we're seeing with the governor in Virginia, what we're going to see, you know, in other blue areas, not just states, but, for example, Rahm Emanuel in Chicago and individual mm-hmm. locations as well. What we're going to see is good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans who have, as you said, had enough to the tune that they're going to be forced to have to make decisions they never thought they'd have to make in their lifetime. And by that, I don't mean grab arms and go to war. What I mean by that is they're going to have to make decisions as to whether or not they're going to want to follow or choose to follow tyrannical law.
Well,
and
yeah,
that means civil disobedience. You know, that's coming. It's coming. Mark my word.
I think the thing that is most important to remind people is that they need to vote. I don't know how many times you and I have talked about this, a bunch, but there's way too much apathy in the firearms community. People have convinced themselves that their votes don't count, and that is just nonsense. Your vote doesn't count only when you don't use it. The more people who vote against a politician, even if that politician gets elected, he understands right now that there's a whole lot of people who really don't like him, and they're watching every move he makes. Or she, for that matter. And It's important to get out there and make your voice heard. It's not just your right, it's your responsibility. And, you know, I'm a Second Amendment guy, but I'm also a First Amendment guy. And the Bill of Rights is not a smorgasbord. You know, it's not a buffet. It's a 10-course meal. And when you sit down to the table, you get all 10 courses, and you better leave room for dessert.
Yeah, well, that dessert is coming in California pretty quick. I don't know what's going to be served, but I'll tell you what, it's coming. It will happen in states like Connecticut. The high-tax blue Dem-run states are going to see some very serious blowback, and they already are in the forms of some of those high-tax payers leaving the state. You're seeing an exodus in Connecticut right now. California has an exodus. This is not going to continue. California's broke, and this petri dish of liberal experimentation is eventually going to come to a head, and you're seeing it come to a head with this movement that does actually have traction. And when this begins to really grow is when the pushback gets strong enough is when you're going to start to see some decisions being made. It'll be interesting to follow how that manifests itself. Now, Gene Hoffman will be here tomorrow from San Francisco, and we'll get some really good inside dope from Gene, who's involved with Cal Guns Foundation and other.
Oh, yeah. You know, Gene's a good friend of mine, and I guarantee that your listeners are in for a real treat tomorrow. You're going to love it.
They are. They certainly are. Dave Workman, thank you, man. Liberty Park Press, thegunmag.com, conservative firing line. You can read everything about Dave Workman. Just Google up his name. Dave, thank you for being here. I really do appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA staff next week in Vegas and putting you on the show live from Radio Row on the floor outside that shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show. Dave Workman, everybody, what a great guy. And my mom's favorite guest, now you know why. When we meet tomorrow, when Gene Hoffman is here, you're going to love it. But until we do, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.